Hi friends, I'm Professor Ashish Hathi, taking you through the subject of marketing management. Chapter 2 is on consumer buyer behavior and marketing management. Very interesting chapter. I love this subject of consumer buyer behavior. We have set for us certain learning objectives wherein we will try to understand what is consumer buyer behavior, its relevance with the marketing, characteristics of consumers while buying any process, etc., goods and all, understanding decision journey, so how consumers go about. How the buyer behavior is linked to the participant's buying process, which is both psychological and experiential. Inclusive approach to consumer buyer behavior. How marketing managers can include consumer buyer behavior in their day-to-day function, and understanding the buyer behavior of consumers' buyer behavior in B2B as well as the service markets. So friends, let's move on. Let's understand what is consumer buyer behavior first. So decoding consumers and consumers' insight represents the behavioral context, and the behavioral context in which consumers operate while searching for the goods, purchasing the goods, using the goods, evaluating the goods and disposing it off. So how I go about buying say mineral water, buying say chocolates. So what I do, and we'll take this forward. Consumer behavior study looks into the way an individual really decides about what to buy, from where to buy, when to buy, etc. So with the example, I would like to take you through. So friends, let's take this example of a toothpaste. You can see that there are seven areas the consumer's mind probes himself. So what kind of consumers buy it? You know, the marketer needs to know okay, who's buying my kind of goods. So whether teens buy that, middle-aged or elderly, what product or a services consumers buy generally. So do they prefer paste or do they prefer gel toothpaste, etc. So that's what makes consumers buy them. Why are they buying that? So cavity protection, somebody says freshness, youth will want freshness, while mid-age and old-age people say the cavity protection. Kids, again, mother will be worried about cavity protection. When are these bought? So say first week of every month. So it's a monthly purchase or whether for frequent purchase, etc. From where do they buy it? So do they go to medical store? Do they go to provision store? Do they go to department stores to buy my toothpaste? How often are they used? Consumers using them what? Twice brushing a day? Every member of the family does twice brushing, or they generally brush once in a day? What is it? So that way, and then at what frequency do they buy it? So fortnightly, monthly, bi-monthly, etc. So this is a crux that a marketer will always want to know. So how will he come to know that? So that's the science of consumer buyer behavior. Very relevant for today's marketeers. So we try to understand this subject. So look at this, paragraphs. You see that three blocks: psychological variables, social influences, and purchase situations. How consumer gets impacted. So one is what is in my mind, psychological variables. So my motivation, my perception about certain things. I feel Colgate is a foreign company. I should buy Dabur. So, or should I buy Colgate Herbal? Or should I not buy herbal? So these are all perceptions that I have in me. Learning, I acquire knowledge, I acquire learning, I Google how herbal paste are nowadays evolving, what is good, etc. So that's my learning, my attitude. New things should be not tried immediately. One should wait for others to recommend. So that's my probably attitude. I don't want to change so fast. Or like I should always be, demonstrating my status. So that's my attitude. I am very conscious about personality. Like my personality should be very flamboyant, or my personality should look professional. My personality should be me too. What is it? That is, so that's all psychological. Social influences. Like I am as an individual driven by what is happening within my family, what my family wants, or my social circle, my friends, my neighbors, etc. They also influence my choices. My reference group, I refer my issues to somebody, I depend on them, I am with them formally, informally, etc. So this is our culture, say like Hindu culture, or I am into a Brahmin culture, what is it? So that also influences me. Situation of at the time of a purchase, what is the purchase situation, that also influences my decision. So purchase, reason why I am purchasing for myself, then I'll be very conscious. I am gifting it to somebody, or I am donating it to somebody. So then that's a different situation. time of the day when I am purchasing or when I am buying in a month or quarter or whatever, surrounding, do I prefer exclusive stores, where I prefer to buy, etc. So now, having understood this, please look at it from the fact that this guy as a consumer have a need or a problem, he is into a problem, he has a want, that his needs be attended. At that time, marketing mixes are being relayed onto him. There are other stimuli, so marketing mix related stimuli are reaching him, other stimuli reaching him, all this plays in his mind and he decides, he either decides to buy your product or he decides not to buy your product. So that's the whole picture in front of you of what you call consumer buyer behavior, marketer need to understand. So let's understand the essence of consumer buyer behavior. Why it is essential to understand. So essence is like the factor influencing buying behavior. You will come to know why my consumers are not opting me or why they opting a competitor, etc. So entire that how they buy, what they decide while buying, etc. The psychological process underlying that selection, that also will be revealed to me. I will know the buying motives. Why is he buying? What is motivating him to buy? What is the reason why he is buying? Behavior habits, how he prefers to buy, where he prefers to buy, etc. How does he go about taking his final decision? So that buying journey I will know. So that's the essence of consumer buyer behavior. But now going forward, we need to know certain tenets of consumer behavior. Consumer is a consumer is a consumer. So consumer has no set buying rules. Please don't accept that he has a set buying rules. Consumer's behavior understanding evolves many fields. So I am not sure that today I bought this, tomorrow what will I buy of which brand. My evolution is a result of many factors around me. Buying decision needs to be influenced. Somebody has to play that influence on me to help me decide what to buy, where to buy, from which brand to buy, etc. At what price to buy, etc. So those are the buying decision needs to be influenced, and there is no equation between consumer characteristics and psychological influences. A guy with the same characteristics, two guys with the same characteristics, but may have a different psychological influences. So that's the tenets of consumer behavior that a marketer needs to know. There are many, like when you really read the consumer behavior in detail, but few critical one I have furnished you. So let's understand the various classifications of factors that influence consumer buyer behavior. Personal factor, cultural factor, social factor, and information reaching the consumer. So these are the four factors which influence any individual's buying behavior. So individuals have unique blend of different characteristics and each individual is different. Based on information that he receives, he evaluates them, and within frame of his mind and the knowledge that he has, he decides his buying behavior. And his buying behavior gets influenced by all aspects. So what he is made up of his entire upbringing, social influences, etc. Information he receives daily. From there, he minds construed certain things, good for him, not good for him. And then accordingly, his buying behavior gets decided. So personal factors could be personal demographic and personal psychographic. Demographic is age, gender, religion, caste, creed, color, income, geography, where else. So these are all personal demographic factors. Psychographic factors are more to do with the mindset, more to do with the mind. So that is the two things that influence me as an individual. Cultural factors are factors such as my culture. So Hinduism as a culture, subculture could be being Brahmin, social classes, I am from urban India. So that kind of various other factors will influence my attitude, my mindset, and then I am getting certain information every day related to my culture, my subculture, etc. That is framing my thoughts. So that is how I get influenced. The social factors are reference group, the group to which I rely upon, group which I really refer to, and then the roles assumed. So what is the role that you assume? I am a father, I am a professional, I am a manager to my subordinates, I am a sportsman, I am a professor for you. So what is the role that I am assuming at the time of my buying decision that I am going to take? So these are the things which influence. Culture has various underlying characteristics. So it's an individual invisible hand. I don't know why I believe so much in Hinduism. I don't know why I believe so much in God, goddesses, etc. It's invisible. My upbringing, my exposure, what I have seen, etc. has made me believe in this. It can be learned also. However, I am today learning a lot of Vedic scriptures. So I am learning about my culture. I can learn my this thing. Culture definitely satisfies the need. So in the sense, like when there are certain aspects that we face with, we rely on our culture. We refer to people there and see how what others are doing. So that is what is, it satisfies certain needs that an individual has, can be shared. So culture is generally shared. So when you are from the same culture, you do certain things simultaneously. Kumbh Mela mein jaake snan karne ka, or when there is an eclipse, take a bath after that. So it's all shared things that we have acquired, and we do that. Culture is dynamic, so culture keeps changing over a period. Various old taboos are dropped, new learnings have come in their way, and people adopt to it. So it's a dynamic aspect. Cultural factors could be culture, subculture, social class. We have seen social factors are reference groups and roles assumed. So the one which is highlighted in this yellow are the one I am going to talk more about. Others are kind of self understood in its own way. So reference group. So what is a reference group? So I am as an individual at the center, but I am also part of this entire society. So my family is my first reference group, then comes the friends, then comes the social class which I belong to, selected subcultures that I adopt to, my own own culture that I belong to, and then other cultures I refer to, I watch, I observe, etc. So this is what my reference group circle around me. Now what I take from where I take is a decision factors that I have, and it impacts me, it influences my buying behavior. Reference group are classified as a primary and secondary. Primary is the one where I belong myself. Secondary is something which I think, like, I may occasionally be there. So that's my secondary group. They may not be playing a very significant role on me. Primary is the one which plays a significant role. Formal, informal. I must be a member of a group. So that's a formal membership, you say. Informal is like, you can anyway, anytime walk in, you can anytime walk out, etc. So that's an informal way. Formal doesn't mean that you have to pay fees, etc. But there are ways, norms. So say, like, for example, laughter club in various gardens opening are formal groups. Means, okay, they have certain basic essential to be checked up from you, and then include you in that. Membership, yes, it's a membership. When it comes, you pay for it. You acquire a membership of that reference group, gymkhanas, clubs, etc. So this is your membership based group. Non-membership is like you don't need to pay for that. Other groups, like we have seen earlier, so in my earlier round chart, we have seen various other groups. So this is how the group are classified. This is known as a reference group. At the name itself suggests it's a group which man uses as a point of reference. And I will refer, if I have a professional problem, I will refer it to my professional group, or my maybe relative group, or my friend group. I will not refer it to the family group. If I have a business problem, I will refer it to the business groups. So that's how we, that's a point of reference. And through their, with their help, I arrive at a judgment. I arrive at my point of view and then take my decisions. So that's what, it helps me build my preferences, beliefs, and take decisions. Three dimensions to the reference groups are relativity of the group, opinion leaders, and roles played. So relativity of the group is like, how relative are you with the group? How connected are you with the group? Opinion leaders are very critical ones, and they form the opinion of the others also. They are like generally the first spokesperson. So whenever new car comes in, somebody will be the first to speak about. When the new product comes in, then when certain things happens in the society, first one to speak about. So that's how the opinion leaders are. I may be the opinion leader in auto market, but in digital market I may not be, because I don't understand digital market. So that's a one, you are opinion leaders at one group, you may not be opinion leader in the other group. People follow the opinion leaders. That's why the opinion leaders are very important. Role plays, as I have earlier also understood. So I, whether I take a decision as a father, whether I take a decision as a husband, as a friend, or as a professor, how, what is the role under which I am taking this decision, that influences my buying behavior. So overall now, friends, this is a graph in front of you, very relevant. One must really understand this. So this is how that entire influence, buying behavior influence, is depicted. Personal demographic and personal psychographic we have discussed, which is my personal factors, clubbed with the cultural factors, which is cultural, social and subcultural, three classifications, and the social factors, yani, so which are again a reference group and roles that I assume. And based on this, the information which reaches me, so other than these three, the information which reaches me, I develop certain consumer specific factors are there that decides my buying decisions, to which I add my psychological processes. So then I am as an individual, my motivation, my perception, learning and memory. So this is what we have earlier, that three blocks we have studied. This is now very well depicted here for your better understanding. So this particular graph has to be seen with this earlier graph, I think, which probably went much ahead, this graph. So friends, together you will understand what is consumer buying behavior. So that's what is a critical part of our journey. So having done this, let's move on to information reaching the consumer. So there's a fourth aspect. I every day receive lot of stimuli, lot of information, lot of material that I read about. It is available to me through various medias, makes me well informed. There are engaging ways that the information is shared on mobile, on various ways. Engagement influences my buying preference. So definitely, the better I engage with the brand, my preference is towards that brand. Social opinion may confirm my buying behavior. So once I this thing, then I go into the social groups, etc., and then see the ranking, the feedback given, etc., ratings given, etc. And post purchase, then I finally evaluate and confirm my decision. So I have bought the product, now I have used it. So what is my opinion at that time? So information is not even before, but even after the purchase is done, it's an information. So information shapes my buying behavior. If I am happy, I may buy again. If I am not happy, I will drop that product or the brand. The psychological process underlying the consumer behavior. So now we try to understand the psychological process that goes behind a consumer buying behavior. So we have studied that these are the four points in that graph also: motivation, perception, learning and memory. So what is motivation process? And this is the motivation process: unfulfilled needs and wants and the desire. So that's the first fire that has to happen, leads to the tension, and I want this, I need this, I am eligible for it, etc. So this is the tension that comes, and when your needs gets converted into want, that tension will lead you to drive. Drive means result. You want to now get to the result mode, therefore you will start thinking how to acquire it. Now that will determine your behavior. Behavior is a outset, at the end, the goal and need fulfillment. What is that at the end you want to achieve? And this drive will decide your behavior, which is in the center of it. So if you are desperate, you may get into a desperate mode of behavior. If you are not, if you are a sound person, you know that you are short on resource, then you will acquire resource and then you will get into acquiring it. But you are short on resource, you are desperate, you may do robbery. So this is just an understanding. And so that's a motivation level that determines my buying process. Maslow's hierarchy of needs theory, very critical one, one must be aware of. Needs of human beings are unlimited. So needs are also, though there are classifications, but they are unlimited. Another need appears when the first gets fulfilled. Only the unsatisfied needs can be motivated individual. Something which is unsatisfied in me will only motivate me. Needs develop in a sequential order. So from the basic need, till my basic needs are not fulfilled, my other needs will not envelop, come out. So they come from the base to, they go to the top. The diagram is there in front of you. The bottom is the psychological needs. I need food, shelter, clothing. That's my psychological need. That's my basic need. Then comes the safety and security. At the moment I acquire a flat, I will look for how to secure my furnishings and how to lock it better. How I will have grills all over the galleries and all. So that's how I try to protect my family. I take insurance, etc. That is all from the point of view of safety that I am looking for. Love and belonging. Then I get into that. Once that happens, I feel I have arrived. I have achieved this thing. then I seek for friendship, then I look for family time, then I look for intimacy, etc. If I am struggling daily with my basic need, if I am struggling and anxious over the safety, this thing, then that other need, love and belonging, will not come. So this two level has to be satisfied first, then I will look for love and belonging, etc. When that happens, the fourth need is the self-esteem. Now I think I have arrived, I have achieved something in life, I am confident I can do many things. I am an achiever, yaar, and I am today vice president marketing, not because of, you know, anything else. Yaar. So these are all self-esteem. You feel that you have arrived. And finally, self-actualization. I must rise above my need and I must contribute. I am looking at things like morality, creativity, social cause and those kind of things. Something I do honorarily, etc. These are all self-actualization need. So also need is a social needs, and love and belonging also needs is a social need. And self-esteem, I have written that also need is an egoistic need. So this is a Maslow's hierarchy of need theory triangle. It gives you the hierarchy of needs. And man goes from bottom to the top. Only when one need is fulfilled, the other need emerge. So we have touched based on this, and I have basically explained. So what is a process? So after understanding the motivation, this thing, now there is a psychological process, which is a perception. Memory, we have seen now the perception, we have studied this part, motivation. Now we study perception. So what is perception? Being aware of something through the senses, that's a perception. The way in which something is understood, when you look at it, how you understand it. The process by which an individual selects, I select, I organize, and then I interpret stimuli into a meaningful picture of the world. So that's a various stimuli coming into me. I don't accept everything because I have certain perception about it. I may put it away. I accept things, then I put in my mind, I organize my thoughts again. I may rechange my thoughts, etc. So, and then I create a picture of the world. So that's what the perception is all about. Perceptual mechanism has certain aspects in that. Perception is impacted by external factor. What is happening in the external surrounding? Internal factors related to the perceiver. External factors change my perception. I thought Western countries are much advanced. I thought people in Western countries are much disciplined. COVID-19 has thrown my those perception away. They are the most helpless people I found. And they are facing so much of spread of that virus among them. While Indians through lockdown and through some amount of disciplines and all, we have still contained it. So this is like because external factors have forced me to now rechange my perception. Internal factors are within me, how I am evaluating information. The perceptual process consists of six steps. The presence of the object, there has to be an object. Then I observe that object. I decide to elect what I want to think about that. Then I organize my thoughts and then I create my interpretation. And based on my interpretation, my response will be. So I may be in favor of you, I may go against you. Perceptual mechanism, therefore, is a selection of the perception, organizing the perception in your mind, and then interpreting the perceptions. So, perceptual selection is like I will build certain perception for you, then I will organize in my mind, and then based on that, I will interpret what I think about that, and that will decide my buying behavior. So, that's what perceptual mechanism. Perceptual selection, so as we have said, perceptual selection, so I am understanding that. Selective exposure. So I will prefer to expose myself to a selective areas. I will purposely not go to, say, like nightclub. I will not go to bars and restaurants. I will not go to dance bars, etc. I am selective in my exposure. So I purposely not getting exposed to, say, negativity. So I have chosen not to get exposed to negativity. Selective attention. I will pay an attention to certain things happening around me. Politics is of interest, or say cricket or match is of my interest, so then it's like my attention is there. Even if I am working, I am shooting, I will see my mobile, what is the score. So there is this thing, I am attached to that, so I am paying attention. Selective distortion means I will distort, I will not want to hear about certain things. I will not want to hear about Hindu-Muslim differences. I will not want to hear about you know, animal crawling, animals being eaten by people around. So these are like, I know that certain thing is said something in way, I will distort because I have certain additional information. So I will play I will distort the information or the perception that I have received, and accordingly I will analyze things. Selective retention. Yeah, this information or this perception which I have built, I want to retain or I want to forget about it. Yeah. Let's leave it, yeah, as we say. So then I am avoiding it. Yeah. But there are certain things I retain in me. So then it becomes inside me, and then it decides my next buying behavior. Perceptual blocking. I want to block certain things not coming to my mind, etc. So I will not get into that area. I will not allow mind to play that power on me. Yeah. So I know that this is not right, but when it comes to me, things are right. So I will purposely blocking certain perceptions that I built or I understand or information tells me about. So that's a area the selection covers. This is how I select. So through exposure, through attention, through distortion, through retention and through blocking, I select what I accept. So after when you receive the input, you try to organize that in your mind. Mind needs an organized way of storing the information. You organize this based on your own understanding. When you understand things, or after organization, you create a meaning out of it. This meaning, when gets linked to various stimuli that you receive, they create an integrated, unified, structural picture in your mind about perception of a specific things. So that's how the perceptions are formed. Organizations, and so stimuli is based on certain principles known as a Jesolt principle, figure and ground, grouping, closure, simplification, etc. So what we are going to do is like not really get into understanding them. The book has a better understanding along with the pictorial representation, etc. Just have a reference to that, and but intent is like a figure and ground is like the picture, like what you look like, and whether it is to you structure or whether it is a shadow. And so the same is a grouping, and we trying to group things, etc. So please see that, and this thing. So overall, the marketeer should aim at making the principle of the Gestalt philosophy work in the product's favor. So product should be perceived rightly. That is what is a challenge to a marketing man is always. So once he understands the perceptual background of his customers, etc., then he'll be able to place the product perceptually right. That's the challenge. Interpretation after the input has been given attention to and being organized, this thing, we make a meaning and extract the meaning out of it, which is an interpretation that we have done for certain things, and we formed our picture. So that's a perceptual interpretation. Marketeer needs to understand the coherent form the customer holds in her mind about you, about your product and other aspects of your organization. So this needs to be really understood as to what is the interpretation about you as a brand, product, organization. That will really help you to decide your way forward. Third and important aspect is the learning. So after motivation, perception, the third is a learning. Learning being a continuous process. Here we are trying to connect from the consumer buyer behavior perspective. Process by individual acquires the purchase and consumption knowledge and experience that they apply to future behavior. So here the learning is reference to the future behavior. How that is happening is through the purchase process and the consumption knowledge that you acquired. PECT is a learning cycle. That model is very apt for this kind of scenario, consumer buyer behavior. It is known as a PECT, and P stands for procure, that is you obtain, apply, then you make a meaning, and apply, you consider when you have to retrieve and use that information, you consider, and then you transform, based on your experience and other exposure, you transform your learning perception about certain things. So PECT as a learning tool is a very important subject matter. We can shift attitudes favorably towards an object where there is a condition of no attitude. So marketer's role is to make people believe you, and for which you may have to shift the attitude. Attitude changing is possible easy when there is no attitude. So then the transition is possible. If there is an attitude already there, then you need to shift that attitude and replace it with the attitude that you want them to. So that's a challenge that the marketing organization takes it. Learning is a medium which can use, cause this shift or an attitude formation. So when you provide a learning, the shift may happen. Harmful effects of cigarette smoking, the pictures and all these things have helped, though maybe minuscule number, but has helped many people to think of quitting the smoking. So that's what the learning is acquired and the shift is taking place. Learning theories, and there are various theories, cognitive and instrumental conditioning. This chapter in detail, when you really understand consumer behavior, then it makes sense. For a marketeers, it is essential to know that there is something cognitive and there is something instrumental conditioning. Cognitive is based on the knowledge and information that we have, and self-formed. Instrumental is through making person do things again and again, you create an instrumental learning in him. So example, when you read the theory in detail, the example of dog is given. When dog is trained, he is continuously feed certain input stimuli, he becomes instrumental, he becomes like a mechanical, he will do that task mechanically. So that's an instrumental conditioning. Due to the significance of learning process, you must have observed that marketers today strive to create engagement with their customers, and therefore the engagement is playing a very crucial role today. To offer new knowledge, engagement for what? To new knowledge. To allow repeated use or the practice with your product, which leads to product and brand in their consideration set. So you come in the consideration set, and if behavior gets modified favorably for you, consumer will acquire your product.